From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Schneider reports for Columbia Green Media that even though the COVID-19 pandemic is over, and even though they have the technology, the Village of Philmont is refusing to continue to webcast their meetings and allow community members to monitor their actions from home. Mayor Brian Johnson and trustees Douglas Cropper and Larry Ostrander all voted to limit public access to public meetings in the Village of Philmont. Trustees Jason Detzel and Deborah Gitterman voted for allowing the public to watch their meetings from afar. Johnson said, and I quote, "It's not needed," end quote, even with the continuing risk of catching a deadly virus at one of their meetings. "It's not required, it's not needed," end quote. Detzel agreed. Detzel said, and I quote, "That seems like the opposite of community," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "We're taking something away from folks. We're making it less accessible overall. And what was the reason? I'm sorry, what was the reason again? We don't need it," end quote. Gitterman agreed. She said, and I quote, "I personally think there is no reason to end Zoom meetings. Just keep them going. It allows more people to participate and witness, experience these meetings, and it encourages participation, cohesiveness in our community, I believe," end quote. In 2021, there is little or no cost to put local meetings on a web stream for citizens to see. The city of Hudson and the town of Catskill, for instance, stream their meetings for free on the WGXC website. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maria Chachian and Jonathan Stemple are reporting for Reuters that a federal judge in Dallas ruled on May 11th that the National Rifle Association cannot use bankruptcy to reorganize in Texas to avoid a lawsuit in New York seeking its dissolution. U.S. bankruptcy judge Harlan Hale said the NRA did not file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in good faith. He wrote they filed to avoid oversight by New York Attorney General Letitia James. After many allegations of corruption, the NRA faces dissolution in New York, where it is headquartered, following allegations of corruption. NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre is accused of using the organization to fund an expensive lifestyle, and the judge wrote that he was behind the bankruptcy filing. Hale wrote, and I quote, "Excluding so many people from the process of deciding to file for bankruptcy, including the vast majority of the board of directors, the chief financial officer, and the general counsel, is nothing less than shocking," end quote. James said New York will now prosecute the case. James said, and I quote, "The rot runs deep, which is why we will now refocus on and continue our case in New York," end quote. She went on to say, "No one is above the law, not even one of the most powerful lobbying organizations in the country," end quote. Read more about this story at the Reuters website. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that Albany County Legislature on May 10th replaced former legislator George Langdon with former Albany County Legislator Rick Touchette. Langdon, a Republican, resigned April 5th after it was reported that he made homophobic statements at a seminar in Voorheesville on March 27th. He said, and I quote, "Sorry, when you have homosexual relationships, it is not perpetual. Give them an island, they'll be gone after 40 years. God created us to be this way," end quote. After a protest and several officials calling for him to resign, Langdon did so on April 5th. Now the county legislature has replaced a Republican with a Democrat who used to hold the seat, which represents Coymans in southern Albany County. Touchette held the District 37 seat from 2015 to 2019 when Langdon beat him at the ballot box. Touchette said, and I quote, "It's a great honor to be appointed to the Albany County Legislature," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I look forward to collaborating with my colleagues once again and to serve my neighbors in the 37th District," end quote. But appointing a Democrat did not go down well with Coyman's Republican Town Supervisor George McHugh, who wanted fellow Republican Town Councilman Zachary Collins appointed. McHugh said, and I quote, "Rick Touchette is out of step with the residents of Coyman as shown by his sizable defeat in 2019, end quote. You can read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.